They're magically delicious, but do they have what it takes to be a champion?
Find out next on Junk Fuse.
Welcome to Junk Food, the podcast about junk food, where we rate and review mystery treats to determine which one will be the undisputed champion of snacks. I'm your host, Alyssa, and alongside me, as always, Mike.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Dad. So, what does it mean when you find a horseshoe?
What does it mean when you find a horseshoe? Oh, like, it could be a million different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, I don't know. What does it mean when you find a horseshoe?
That some poor horse is going to have to go barefoot.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so funny. That was a dad joke, a joke you tell to your dad. If you'd like to submit a dad joke for Alyssa to tell me on the show, you can send it to us via X or Threads or Blue Sky at junkfeedpod or via email to junkfeedpod@gmail.com.
So if you're asking if you want Alyssa to tell me a joke on the show, which one are you in that sentence? Are you Alyssa or me or both?
I'm past tense.
Past tense Alyssa?
Yeah.
You're telling, future Alyssa is telling a joke to past Alyssa.
Yeah.
Very good. How's that working out?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. So, Dad, welcome back once again to the world's yeetest podcast.
The yottest show on earth, very mid, giving them the ick, super bus, and hitting them with the riz each and every week. Alyssa.
Yes.
We swapped responsibilities in the first part of the show there. Do you know why?
Because it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's right, because this is our St. Patrick's Day episode, and
leprechauns
are tricky. That's right, and we're tricky too. Liz, we talked about the history of St. Patrick's Day last year on this very program where we Irish potatoes, Alyssa.
Ugh.
You didn't like them very much, did you?
No.
Well, I guess you had bad luck that day. You've heard of the luck of the Irish, though, right, Alyssa?
Of course.
You've heard that phrase, the idea that Irish people in general or things associated with the Irish are lucky somehow?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the word luck? I found this out. It's pretty neat.
No.
Well, it's probably descended from the Middle Dutch word for good fortune, and then at some point it was transmogrified into English by gamblers, Alyssa.
Oh.
Yeah, you've heard of a four-leaf clover too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good luck charm.
I found one.
You found a four-leaf clover?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Is that true?
In the backyard with all those weeds.
Amongst the clover, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a feat. Do you know, in my entire life, and as you are wont to proclaim, I am very old, right?
And you're very unlucky.
Well, that's also true. I've never once, Alyssa, found a four-leaf clover. Did you know that?
It's because you're unlucky.
That's, yeah, I guess that's probably true, right?
You don't have the luck of the Irish.
Do you know what the odds are of finding a four-leaf clover, Alyssa? Oh, about one in 10,000. That's right.
I'm lucky.
Yeah. You're very lucky. I mean, you'd have to look at 10,000 different clovers to find one with four leaves, right?
And what if you didn't? Then those odds are not fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't look at all, then the odds are zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty lucky, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Do you have any good luck charms?
I have this little pig.
A little pig?
Like a stuffed pig, like, I guess, like about 2 inches tall.
Uh-huh.
And it stays in my backpack.
You have a small 2-inch stuffed pig that stays in your backpack.
Yeah.
And it brings you good luck and good fortune.
Yeah.
What's the pig's name?
It doesn't really have a name.
Okay.
But my math teacher gave a pig a name in our class. Do you know what it was?
I don't know.
I said, do you want to know?
I do know. I do want to know.
I do not want to
know. I do, in fact, want to know, I think.
It was,
Do you know?
The last name was Bacon.
Okay.
And the middle name was E.
Uh-huh. Something E. Bacon. Francis E. Bacon?
No.
It was Sir like, Francis E. Bacon?
No, it's not Francis. It was like...
Yum E. Bacon?
Oh, wait.
Uh-huh.
That was close. It was...
Taste E. Bacon?
Something like that.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
So you started this story to tell me the name of a pig that you did not remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a good luck charm that is a pig. Your teacher named a pig something that you can't quite recall. Do you have any other good luck charms, Liz? You know what some of the common ones are, right? You said one at the top of the show during the dad joke. A horseshoe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, horseshoes, good luck. What else?
I don't know.
I mean, finding a penny heads up, that's considered lucky, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Liz, do you know, I had a good luck charm when I was a kid. Do you know what it was?
What?
I had a rabbit's foot.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the right reaction to that. I had a green rabbit's foot when I was a kid. I think I got it from a gift shop on a school field trip or maybe like on a family vacation or something like that. I remember getting it in like a weird chintzy little gift shop somewhere. I remember my Uncle Bob like making fun of me, chiding me one time playfully for not having a lucky rabbit's foot. And I remembered that. So the next time I saw one, I made sure to get it. Liz, it's very creepy.
Yeah.
Now looking back on that as an adult person, to have a rabbit's foot as
like
a good luck charm.
Take a rabbit, kill it,
yeah.
Cut the feet off and like dye it in different colors.
Yeah, mine was green. It was like bright green, which became disgusting later on when it like inevitably decayed and fell apart and all the green fur fell off. And then like, it was just like a claw. It was pretty gross.
Mm.
Anyway, like this one was fit onto a keychain so you could carry it around in your pocket. You're supposed to rub it for good luck when you want something good to happen.
That is disgusting.
I agree. There's all sorts of weird myths around the use of a rabbit's foot as an amulet. Like it has to be a certain foot of the rabbit. Like it can only be the back left foot. And the rabbit has to have been killed in a graveyard on a certain day at a certain time by a cross-eyed man for it to be lucky. This is all according to myth, Liz.
Was yours killed by a cross-eyed man?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess and say that probably it wasn't. It was probably like a factory farmed rabbit and they were all slaughtered for their feet just to sell to gift shops to dumb little kids like me.
Just like Porky Bacon. Porky! That's
Porky
what it was.
Porky Bacon, that was the pig's name.
Yes!
Porky Bacon. I mean, that's a good name for a pig.
Yeah.
That's like when people named Dennis are dentists.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a name for that. What is it? What's the name? Oh, it's called an aptonym when your job is the same as your name. Like,
So I'm like Alyssa the astronaut.
Yeah, Alyssa the astronaut. You are a bit of an astronaut. That's true. There is a Swiss psychiatrist who writes about anxiety named Jules Angst. How's that?
Wait, what?
Usain Bolt is a sprinter. A bolt is very fast. These are all aptonyms. This was a theory by the psychologist Carl Jung, actually.
Like Mike the meteorologist.
Those are just... Darling, those are just alliterative names, like things that start with M. Like if your name was Star and you became a
star?
An astronomer. Well, yeah, or a star, sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Or since your name is like Mike and you became a bike.
Now that just rhymes. That doesn't make sense either.
Oh.
It's called nominative determinism, Alyssa. A name-driven outcome. That's the word that I was looking for. Nominative determinism. That's right.
Hmm.
Liz. Do you believe in any of this stuff?
No.
Nominative determinism, good luck charms, superstitions?
I believe in Mike as a bike.
You believe in Mike as a bike?
Yeah.
Do you know there is a rhyming, like a little kid's nursery rhyme about people named Michael. Have you heard it? Michael Motorcycle?
No.
Well, it was a thing that kids used to say to me in particular because my name is Michael and other little kids named Michael too. And it would make me so angry because I didn't know how to deal with my feelings as a small child. And they would say, Michael, motorcycle, turn the key and watch him. What do you think?
Fart.
Does that rhyme with key?
You said it wasn't matching.
No, I said it was a rhyme.
Oh.
Oh.
Key. P.
Yeah, thanks. Way to go.
Turn the key and watch him pee?
Yeah.
Why would they want to watch you pee?
They don't want to. It's just a joke.
What?
Remember on this show how we said that things that rhyme are memorable but usually pretty dumb?
Michael motorcycle. Turn the key.
See, you think it's funny too. Okay. You're giggling in your chair here.
Michael.
Oh my goodness. Liz, are you superstitious at all?
What does that mean?
Superstitious?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Like you know what's going to happen.
No, that's premonitious, like having a premonition. Oh. What's a superstition?
A strong belief.
That's sort of
like something you believe in?
Yeah, it's the belief in luck or chance or magic, like that.
Oh.
That's superstition. So it's like people that believe in good or bad luck or chance or magic. Not in the normal way that there's like, you know, random chance, things like that. Randomness in the universe. This is the idea that randomness can be somehow influenced. So like people that rub a rabbit's foot for good luck, for example, are superstitious. Or baseball players that don't step on the white lines are superstitious.
Mm.
On The Office, Michael Scott once said, I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious, which was funny.
Mm.
Yeah. But you're not, are you, Liz?
No.
You're not superstitious.
No.
You don't have a small 2-inch stuffed lucky pig that you carry around in your backpack all the time.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. Hey, Liz, that reminds me of this week's snack.
Up next on Junk Food, it's...
Lucky Charms!
Yay, Lucky Charms.
Liz, I'm excited for this one. As people that listen to the show will understand. I'm excited about most stuff, but I am always excited about cereal. I love disgusting, sugary breakfast cereals. And Lucky Charms was like the forbidden fruit when I was a kid.
Mm.
You don't have this problem because we just let you eat whatever you want. And as a result of that, you don't want to eat anything.
Exactly.
We have a pantry full of snacks that you have free reign over and you don't
and
even
I
really
choose
like
a chicken
candy.
Caesar wrap.
Yeah.
With a protein shake.
That's right. I mean, that makes me incredibly proud, but...
you haven't.
No, I mean, this was all by accident. We wanted to give you the crap.
Exactly.
And you didn't want it.
Candy or anything.
Liz, you're going to eat Lucky Charms today. What are Lucky Charms, Alyssa?
Cereal with mini marshmallows.
Yeah, that's it. It's just cereal with marshmallows. A sweetened oat cereal with miniature marshmallow bits called Marbits.
Marbits.
That's it. Thank you. That's our show. Good night. Liz, it was the first cereal with marshmallows.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I probably knew that. It makes a lot of sense. It is the iconic marshmallow cereal. It's advertised to us, Alyssa, by a very small leprechaun named Lucky, who jealously guards his cereal from small children, whomst he thinks are always after his Lucky Charms. And he says that in a little bit of an Irish brogue. States it very plainly over and over again, I should say. Liz, we said a moment ago, Lucky Charms, the first cereal to incorporate Marbits.
Yes.
Liz.
What?
Do you know where the Marbits came from?
A machine?
Well... Yeah, I mean, I guess technically they come from an extruder. But before that, somebody had to come up with the idea for putting small dehydrated marshmallows in cereal. Do you know who it was, Liz?
Who was it?
Well, General Mills, the company that makes Lucky Charms, credits the invention of Lucky Charms to a single person, an executive vice president and product developer in the company. His name was John Holohan.
Holohan,
that's right. Who, after being challenged by his bosses to find a way to use up some excess production capacity that the company had after the success of cereals like Cheerios and Wheaties, he began experimenting with new concepts by cutting up pieces of his favorite candy. Do you know what that was?
Marshmallows?
Well, specifically what kind?
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts
those
marshmallows. One of the most reviled candies in the world. Your Grammy
the
likes
most
circus peanuts.
Repulsive, regurgitating.
Hmm. Any other R words? Revolting?
Revolting.
Yeah.
Repulsing. I already said that one.
You said that, yeah.
Regurgitating?
You said that too. Are you out of R words? Yeah, you're pouting. You have boo-boo face on. Liz, John Holohan loved circus peanuts, cut little tiny slivers of them off and shaved them into a bowl of Cheerios and started eating them and said, I think I've got a winner. He literally did say, I think I've got a winner. And the company liked the concoction of the oat cereal pieces and the sugary marshmallows so much that they debuted it in March of 1964, Alyssa, right around St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, what was going on in 1964?
Rebels overthrew the government of Zanzibar. Whiskey a Go-Go opened on the Sunset Strip of Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Can we go there?
To Whiskey a Go-Go?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still open. Oh. That's a good question.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was published. The Beatles... I Want to Hold Your Hand was number one on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Petty won the Daytona 500.
My favorite racer.
The first Ford Mustang was manufactured in Dearborn?
Yeah, Dearborn, Michigan.
Jeopardy debuted.
That's right.
The world.
Sorry, what is Jeopardy, Alyssa? Very good.
The World's Fair ran from April to October.
Uh-huh.
Shea Stadium
that's
opened.
Right.
Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. The first Arby's opened in Ohio.
Listen, I'm thinking Arby's.
Okay.
Thanks.
Gilligan's Island and Bewitched premiered.
Have you ever seen an episode of Gilligan's Island or Bewitched?
No.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was born.
Oh, heck yeah.
And Harpo Marx died.
Yeah, RIP to a real one, Harpo.
Harpo.
Your favorite of the Marx brothers, right?
What? He's dead?
Yeah, he was born in like the 1800s.
What?
Harpo Marx?
Why? Harpo.
Do you know those movies that we watch that you like are from the 1930s? They're nearly 100 years old.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was like...
You thought those old black and white movies were recent?
Yes, of course. Why is he gone? Don't do that.
Liz, do you know when he was born?
1888.
1888, Alyssa. You are broken up about the death of a man who was born 20 years after the Civil War.
He was only 75.
My goodness.
No.
Liz.
What?
While you're mourning Harpo Marx.
He's a kid? Bill, he's still alive.
Bill Marx, still alive. 87 years old. Good for him. How about that?
Yeah.
Did that turn your mood around?
Yeah.
Turn that frown upside down?
That makes me happier.
Well, here's something else that might make us happy. Liz, we said that Lucky Charms was the first cereal to include marshmallows. Do you know how many there were originally?
Four.
Yeah, there were four. Do you know what they were?
Green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons.
Yeah, there were cereal pieces as well. Do you know what those were? What the shapes were? Because I did not know this. I had to look it up. I couldn't have told you offhand what the oat-shaped pieces in Lucky Charms were.
Bells, fish, arrowheads, clovers, and X-shaped oat pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I guess clovers make
sense. I saw the fish. I knew they had a fish.
Why are there fish?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Swimming in the milk.
I think it was probably like these were the die shapes they had on the oat extruder that they were using to make the Cheerios.
Back in my day on my oat extruder, we made bells and fish.
We made bells and fish on the oat extruder. Who was saying that?
Me.
You don't have a name for that character you were just doing? The old timey oat extruder?
His name will be Stevie.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Okay. Liz, we said that John Holohan knew that he had a winner in the cereal with marshmallows, but here's the thing. It didn't actually sell that great at first, and 3 years after it debuted, General Mills knew that they had to try something drastic, and so they added a sugary coating to the oat-based cereal pieces, and this helped sales, but the real effect of this, Alyssa, was that they finally knew probably what they had surmised all along, which was what people really wanted out of breakfast cereal, which was they did not want a healthy way to start their day, or a balanced breakfast. They wanted to eat a bowl of candy. And General Mills, Alyssa, was going to give it to them. In fact, General Mills says now there are three keys to the enduring success of Lucky Charms cereal. What are they?
Marshmallows.
And?
Marshmallows.
And?
Marshmallows.
That's right. This is sugar cereal with sugary marshmallows. That's what people want. Feed me a giant bowl of sugar as soon as I wake up in the morning. Unless you might have noticed the marshmallows in the cereal, the Marbits, as we said, as they're called in cereal circles. Are there cereal circles, Alyssa?
I don't know.
I mean, if there are, I'd like to be in them, right?
Yeah.
I think so. You might have noticed they're not like the regular puffy, like jet puffed marshmallows you get at the grocery store that you make s'mores with. Instead, Liz, they're a special kind of very dense, very dried marshmallow that is actually patented.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. The two folks, Edward S. Olney and Howard S. Thurman, Alyssa, were granted a U.S. patent number 3607309, which was filed on November 1st, 1968, and assigned September 9th, 1971, for, get this, preparation of marshmallow with milk solids.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the formal name for the Marbits in your Lucky Charms. How about that?
Look, this is so good.
What's that?
No one has found any evidence of a consumer illness from Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah. Do you know why?
Why?
That was actually pretty fascinating. A few years ago, General Mills was getting complaints that people were eating Lucky Charms and becoming violently ill afterwards, such that there was actually an investigation done. And luckily, it seems to be just like a weird viral thing that was going around, and nobody was actually getting violently ill from Lucky Charms.
Hmm.
But they thought they were. People really thought they were eating Lucky Charms and then getting super sick afterwards.
Mm.
Yeah. Liz, we were talking about the food science of Marbits. We talked about the two folks that invented or patented, I guess, the Marbits. Did you know that General Mills has another food scientist on the payroll? His name is Philip Zeitlow, and he and his team at GM have been granted, listen, dozens of patents for Lucky Charms over the years.
Really?
Yeah, gluten-free cereal pieces, special Marbits that will dissolve partially in milk to reveal hidden shapes, multicolored Marbits, sparkled Marbits, all sorts of wacky confections. Do you remember, Alyssa, that we said there were originally four marshmallows? Green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons?
Yeah.
Well, in 1975, after they had sugared up the oat pieces, General Mills added a new marshmallow. It was the blue diamond, and an interesting thing happened. What was that? Do you know?
Sales jumped up about 30%.
Yeah, so add a new marshmallow, 30% increase in sales. Interesting. 1983 list, they added purple horseshoes. What happened?
Sales jumped up again.
Yeah, so they knew they were onto something at this point. Like we said, marshmallows, marshmallows, marshmallows. Every time they added or changed a marshmallow, they would expect, on average, a 10 to 20% increase in cereal sales. That's wild.
We're learning about percent increase in school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What specifically are you learning about it?
Like, if it was the estimated, let's just say it was estimated dollars, like it was estimated to be $20 a box. This is just like for me to do. Okay,
okay, sure.
And the real price was $25 a box.
Uh-huh.
And it would be like 25 minus 20 equals, or 25 minus 20 divided by 20. And then that's whatever.
And that'll
that
tell
is.
You the percentage increase.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Alyssa.
What?
Here are some additional Marbits that were added to the lineup. Red balloons, Alyssa, added in 1989. I remember this happening, actually, watching the commercials talking about Lucky the Leprechaun adding red balloons to the lineup, and I wanted Grandma to get me a box so I could try the red balloons. Yeah. Rainbows came in 1992. This was also a big deal, Alyssa. Multicolored Marbits.
Mm.
Huge deal there. Pots of gold in 1994. That makes sense. Leprechauns and rainbows and pots of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shooting stars, 1998. More than 30 different kinds of special edition Marbits for special occasions, like spooky Halloween marshmallows, Liz. Rudolph and Friends Christmas marshmallows at Christmas time.
Aww.
Yeah, marshmallows with sparkles, marshmallows that turn your milk different colors, crystal ball Marbits, Alyssa, that would reveal secret answers to questions in milk. Literally, you could ask the bowl of cereal a yes or no question, pour milk over the marshmallows, and they would tell you the answer yes or no.
That's creepy.
Yeah, absolutely. All in all, more than 65 unique Lucky Charms marshmallows. Alyssa, do you have a favorite Marbit of all the Lucky Charms marshmallows?
I like the pink heart.
Pink hearts, the OG, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. Liz, of course, everybody knows that people only eat Lucky Charms for the marshmallows. Now, look, I contend that the oat pieces are actually underrated. What do you think?
I think they're just fine.
You think they're just fine? I like a sugary oat piece. Alphabits was a good sugary oat-based cereal. You ever had Alphabits?
No.
They were like letters, but cereal that you ate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were good. Frosted Cheerios, obviously, a good frosted, sugary oat-based cereal. Liz, General Mills gave people the option, finally, to buy a pack of just the marshmallows. I mean, I remember kids when I was young getting a bowl of Lucky Charms and picking out all the marshmallows and setting them aside and eating them. Just like that, like throwing away the cereal, just eating the marshmallows. Finally, 2017, you had the opportunity to get just the marshmallows. But Alyssa,
thanks.
You you had to win a lottery to be able to buy them. Yeah, that's right. By 2020, they relented and offered them for a limited time in stores in these special boxes. We actually got these.
Yeah.
I still have them.
From 2020.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat them?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I bet they're still good.
Oh, gosh.
Liz, as of this year, there are, again, limited edition, this time St. Patrick's Day themed bags of just the marshmallows.
We should have just got a new one.
Oh, well, spoiler alert there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, Liz, now, a cereal with marshmallows practically sells itself, but because this is a kid's sugar cereal, there has to be what?
A mascot,
a cartoon mascot, and of course there is, and we talked about him earlier. His name is Lucky the Leprechaun, obviously.
That's what my teacher calls one of the kids in my class.
Lucky the Leprechaun?
Well, she calls him Lucky Leo.
Oh, well, shout out to Lucky Leo then. That's a good nickname.
And she also calls one of the kids, she said that since St. Patrick's Day is coming up, it would be Lucky Leo, and Mark's like his red hair. So she's kind of throwing at the point that, and she's calling him a leprechaun.
Oh, because he's, wow. I guess it could be worse. You could be called Michael Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Mike Bike.
Mike
the
Bike.
Dirt Bike.
Mike the Dirt Bike. Dirt Bike Mike.
Dirt Bike Mike.
Stuntman Mike was a Kurt Russell character in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Dirt Bike Mike sounds so much better than Michael Motorcycle.
I agree. It's easier to say it too.
I can't say either.
Liz, do you know when Lucky the Leprechaun debuted?
When?
In a comic strip on St. Patrick's Day in 1964, but not as Lucky the Leprechaun. His original name was L.C. Leprechaun.
Oh.
Like Lucky Charms Leprechaun. Do you know that he had a nickname, Alyssa?
Sir Charms.
Sir Charms. I like that quite a bit, actually.
Me too.
I would like people to call me Sir Charms.
No.
You think it's going to happen?
No.
Well, Liz, Lucky Leprechaun, LC Leprechaun, Sir Charms for short, was the creation of an ad agency called Dancer Fitzgerald Sample, and his design was likely a collaboration between the creative director there, a guy named Tony Jaffe, and a writer named Pat McEnroy. And Liz, like most other cereal mascots, he's trying to prevent kids from getting his cereal. We've seen this all the time in those cereal commercials we've watched.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, for example. In this case, Liz, he's usually intoning in the voice of a, interestingly enough, decidedly not Irish man named Arthur Anderson, who played him up until 1992. Very famous actor, worked alongside Orson Welles. What does Lucky the Leprechaun say, Alyssa?
They're always after me, Lucky Charm.
Very good. Liz, did you know that Lucky the Leprechaun has siblings?
Really?
Yeah, that's right. According to an origin story picture book that General Mills published in 2022, I didn't know this happened, Lucky is a half-human, half-leprechaun hybrid. He is canonically 11 years old, Liz. He's a child. Yeah, that changes things up a little bit.
Wait, doesn't he have a beard?
Lucky the Leprechaun. No, he does not have a beard. Clean-shaved young man.
See? Oh.
Yeah, an 11-year-old leprechaun. He goes to school in a place called Fairytown. Liz, he has a set of twin siblings. Their names are Jack and Jill.
That's funny.
Yeah. He also has magical powers as a leprechaun, obviously. Canonically, again, Alyssa, the powers are bestowed upon him by the Marbits in the cereal. He gets his powers from the marshmallows.
Mm.
Do you want to hear what those powers are?
Can I say them?
Yeah, please do.
Hearts let him give life to inanimate objects.
That's pretty wild.
Yes. The stars let him fly.
Uh-huh.
The horseshoe gives him superhuman speed.
Because horses are fast, sure.
The clover grants him a luck roll.
Well, yeah, like if he was a Dungeons and Dragons player. The clover just gives him extra luck.
The blue moon gives him the power of invisibility.
I was thinking about this one, and I'm guessing it's because at nighttime, if there's a moon out, it's putting like a shimmer of light on you, and maybe it looks like an outline of an invisible person. I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch.
The unicorn brings color to the world.
No, that should be the rainbow, probably, but it's not, because
the rainbow lets him teleport.
Yeah, he has powers of teleportation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The red balloons let him float, not fly.
That, I think, is a weird distinction. He has all these other, like, super overpowered abilities. He can teleport. He has superhuman speed. He can bring things to life that are not living, which is absolutely insane. But he can only float. He can't fly.
Well, the stars let him fly.
Oh my gosh, you did say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So why does he have to float and fly?
I don't know.
I don't think they thought this out
very well. It should
be
able to, like, breathe underwater or something.
Yeah, that would be another good one.
But not for the red balloon.
I guess he doesn't have superhuman strength, does he?
No.
But he can teleport, like, through a person, probably, and explode them. That would be terrible. So I guess he doesn't have to have superhuman strength. Lucky needs to be nerfed, I think, Liz.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he almost was nerfed, actually. In 1975, this is crazy, General Mills decided they wanted to create a new mascot for Lucky Charms. They were a little bit tired of Lucky the Leprechaun. He was actually kind of a jerk back then. He wasn't nice to the kids. They focus tested a bunch of new options, including, Alyssa, a forgetful wizard named Waldo. Waldo the Wizard.
Trademark, please.
Yeah. Did you know that Waldo the Wizard was actually pretty well liked by kids, and he did replace Lucky the Leprechaun for a bit in some New England test markets?
That is so mean.
I know. The idea was that Waldo would lose his Lucky Charms because he was a forgetful wizard, and then he would like whine about it to some kids, and then they would remind him that in fact he was a wizard and could just conjure more with magic, and he would do that, and then that would make him happy. There was a guy named Alan Snedeker who developed the Waldo character, and he said even though kids seemed to like Waldo, the company had already invested too much money into Lucky, who also shared his name with the brand name of the cereal, so they were never going to move away from him anyway. He doesn't really know why they tried to make Waldo a thing. But Lucky became nicer to the children in the commercials after that. He learned his lesson.
Good idea.
Yeah. Liz, you've never seen a Lucky Charms commercial, have you?
No.
We talked about this earlier. You don't watch very many commercials at all.
No.
Well, Liz, when I was a kid, I watched all the Lucky Charms commercials because I was a human person who was alive in the 1980s and 90s. And if you watched cartoons, there were sugar breakfast cereal commercials. They desperately, desperately made me want Lucky Charms when I was a kid. Same thing with Fruity Pebbles. I eventually got a box of Fruity Pebbles, but Grandma was not about to buy us Lucky Charms. There was no way we were going to justify cereal with marshmallows in them. And I think we I mean, we rarely, if ever, had them. I think it might have been high school or college that I had my first bowl of Lucky Charms. Maybe like once or twice when I was a kid. Maybe if I slept over at somebody's house. But Liz, every time I saw that there was a new marshmallow, I wondered if it was going to be my new favorite marshmallow in the lineup.
Really?
Yeah. And do you know what my favorite part of this show is?
Alyssa reads the ingredients.
Alyssa reads the ingredients. Liz, what's in Lucky Charms?
Whole grain oats, sugar, whole grain corn, cornstarch, corn syrup, dextrose contains 2% or less of salt, modified cornstarch, gelatin, trisodium phosphate, red 40, yellow 5 and 6, blue 1, natural and artificial flavor, vitamin E, mix tocopherols, added to preserve freshness, vitamins and minerals, calcium carbonate, vitamin C, sodium ascorbate, iron and zinc, mineral nutrients, AB vitamin niacinamide, vitamin B6, pyridoxine, hydrochloride.
Very good.
Vitamin B1, thiamine mononitrate, vitamin A, palmitate, vitamin B2, riboflavin.
Our favorite.
AV vitamin, folic acid, vitamin B12, vitamin D3.
Liz, there's a lot of vitamins in Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
And the first ingredient, even before sugar, even though it's second, is whole grain oats.
Yeah.
So this is surprisingly probably maybe not that bad of a cereal for you. Am I making a stretch here? Well, let's find out. Let's get to the rules of the game. Junk Feud is a culinary clash to see which treat will be crowned the undisputed champion of snacks. It's a King of the Mountain style battle in which the reigning champ takes on a new challenger each week to see which snack reigns supreme. And Alyssa,
yeah,
the reigning defending undisputed champion of snacks is
Takis.
Takis, that's right. We had a good showing by hummus last week, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You were nonplussed, but I have to say I was not really a fan of hummus when I was your age, but it has grown on me.
Well, it was always kind of like okay for me, except for my project in fourth grade.
Right. You have bad core memory about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Too much garlic, right?
Yeah.
It feels like an adult snack, though. It's like a thing that you wouldn't be embarrassed to tell people that you've been munching on.
Yeah.
If I got some hummus and carrots when I got home from work, I would feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Like way better than if I grabbed a big handful of Skittles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Skittles still taste better, though. Liz, anyway, today we're going to try Lucky Charms, the original marshmallow cereal in the bright red box.
Oh my goodness, what is this?
What's this, Liz? Whose music is that?
We got other Lucky Charms varietals as well.
That's right. We have Lucky Charms minis, which I wasn't going to buy, but I found out your mom had already picked these up at the store for us.
Really?
Yeah, what else do we have?
Lucky Charms s'mores.
That's right, Lucky Charms s'mores, which makes sense. There's marshmallows in the cereal, there's marshmallows in s'mores. Liz, I am very excited for this because s'mores is perhaps my favorite junk food flavor profile. And yeah. I'm not saying that facetiously to like segue into another segment where you read the ingredients. It legitimately, I think s'mores is one of the best tastes out there.
Yeah.
Liz, we also have, I just found these today, berry swirl Lucky Charms. You say, ooh, I'm kind of cautiously optimistic. You don't like berry flavored cereals? Berry Berry Kicks was a revelation when I was a child, Liz.
I don't like anything berry flavored.
Well,
except smoothies. Obviously.
Yeah, you do like smoothies quite a bit, huh? You like to eat just berries.
Yeah, but they can't be like flavored snacks.
Interesting. Well, Alyssa, it's crunch time.
Crunch time.
We rate our snacks using a tier list from Sprinkles to Fund It.
Sprinkles to Fund It.
So snacks can be graded A, B, C, D, or F with the very best treats earning the elusive S tier ranking. The following contest is scheduled for one serving.
One serving.
And it's for the undisputed championship of junk food. Liz.
Yeah.
Check out this box of Lucky Charms. You will notice right away there is something interesting about the front of this box.
Where's Lucky?
Lucky, the leprechaun, is not here. He is missing.
He's literally missing.
There is, in fact, on the back of the box. Hey, Liz, check out the back of the box.
This is some bad trademark.
A leprechaun trap. You're supposed to find Lucky. There's a trap that you can build on the back of the box to try to trap Lucky the leprechaun.
But like, how do you trap him if he's not even here?
Well, you set this out on the night before St. Patrick's Day, and then you can trap Lucky the leprechaun, who's out, you know, traipsing around, trying to steal your Lucky Charms.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess. Liz, there's also a limited edition St. Patrick's Day Lucky Charms box right now, which has marshmallows that turn your milk green.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
Oh.
Bro. What? You wanted green milk?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Liz, I have a surprise for you. I don't have the box of Lucky Charms, but I do have a bag of St. Patrick's Day edition Lucky Charms, just magical marshmallows.
Do they make them green?
I don't know, actually. This is probably just the marshmallows, but in a bag that says St. Patrick's Day. So most likely they're not going to make the milk green.
Why didn't you get the fun ones?
Whatever, bro. I tried. Liz, here's your bowl. You're already going for the bag of just the Marbits, like tearing right in. And of course, ruining the package as usual. While you're doing that, I'm going to talk about this box. The Lucky Charms box is instantly iconic. It is a red box with yellow letters. The Y in Lucky Charms, the tail of the Y, is a rainbow. There is a rainbow over a pot of gold. The pot of gold is filled with OD pieces. Yeah, there are green clovers in there, and the green hats with the clovers on them. Liz, this box has a lot of marshmallows in it. There are pink hearts. There are two colored shooting stars, purple horseshoes. There's a green leprechaun hat with a green clover inside of it, a blue moon, a multicolored unicorn, a multicolored rainbow, and of course a red balloon. So there's lots.
It's turning my tongue.
Oh yeah, it is. You're eating just the green clover marshmallows right now, and it is in fact turning your tongue green. Liz, it's funny to me that the bag of Marbits that you have there has green clovers in it and pots of gold as well, because that's not in the box of cereal that we have. There is a different lineup in the one that you're eating versus the one we've got in the box. How about that?
Isn't that?
Nope, that's a shooting star. That's not a pot of gold.
Oh.
That's a shooting star. This is a pot of gold. Actually, you know what? I'm going to try some of these Marbits just
these
by themselves.
So
oh, wow.
I want yours.
Yeah, Liz, the Marbits are amazing. They don't taste... I guess they do taste like a marshmallow now that I chew through one and think about it. There's an immediate burst of sugar. You can feel the sugar grains in your teeth when you eat a Marbit.
I cannot open this for life.
They are dreadfully sweet. They've got a little bit of that vanilla marshmallow flavor to them.
Ooh.
Well, you just poured yourself a giant bowl of Lucky Charms. The scent coming out of the box is decidedly oaty. It smells like Cheerios, actually. So the history of these being excess Cheerio production capacity makes a lot of sense. You're eating them dry right now. Tell me about the oat pieces, Liz.
So
yummy, the oat pieces, huh? Now, Alyssa, it's a common refrain in, again, in cereal circles, that oat-based cereals or rice-based cereals are superior to a corn-based cereal. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I think that I do, too. As good as something like Corn Pops or Captain Crunch is, the crunch, the heartiness, the oatiness.
This is such a good Yeti.
You are now pouring milk out of your brother Chase's orange Yeti water bottle that we're using because it's well insulated to keep our milk cool for us. So Liz, we tried both the Marbits and the oat pieces dry. There's a good crunch to the oat pieces. Even though they're sugar frosted, Alyssa, they're not too sweet, huh? They taste just like a slightly elevated Cheerio. I do recall at some point there was a Lucky Charms promotion where they had a marshmallow frosting coating on the oat pieces, and I thought that was really excellent. Wow, this is so good. A spoonful of Lucky Charms with milk, oat pieces, and Marbits all together is so well balanced. It's crunchy, it's toasty, it's hearty. There's an oatiness to it, obviously. There is a little bit of a corn finish to it because this is an oat corn blend. And the marshmallows obviously are balancing it out with the over the top sweetness. You're putting more green clover Marbits into the milk to see if it changes colors.
It's not.
You seem pretty disappointed.
Why didn't you buy the ones that do?
Well, I didn't want us to be swayed in our assessment if we didn't have the original standard box of Lucky Charms. Yeah, so Lucky Charms, obviously incredible. Let's try the minis next. Same red box. This one's got Lucky's face like emblazoned right on the front. Lucky Charms minis are interesting because the Marbits seem to be the same. I can't tell if they're smaller or not. But instead of oat pieces here, Alyssa, these are just little corn orbs, whole grain corn, first ingredient, then sugar, then corn syrup, and then modified corn starch. So this is going to be a very corny cereal. If I had to guess, I'd say these little pops are going to taste a little bit like Kix, maybe, but smaller than those spheres. Oh, Liz, the Marbits are mini too.
Are they actually?
They are. This is adorable. There are little tiny Marbits in this. There are, I don't know how small these are. Would you say these are about half size?
Oh, they're so adorable.
The rainbow is struggling here. It's not exactly as perfectly swirled. Again, you've poured a giant bowl for yourself.
It's not giant. It's just there's a lot of milk.
So the marbits taste about the same. But Liz, they're somehow not as good because there's less of them. If that makes sense. Good. It's still good, but I think if I had to eat a mini marbit and a full-sized marbit side by side, I'd say the full-sized one was probably better.
Than just like...
Because it's sweeter. Yeah, I mean, you just put one into your bowl. You can tell. They are a fair bit larger. So the minis, now, let's try them out. The little corn orbs by themselves, Lissa, dry, are nothing impressive.
Holy fair bit. Look at that.
Liz, you know what this tastes like? Mm. It tastes like an under-flavored monster cereal. Like a corn piece with marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not liking this.
I like it.
By itself, it's not terrible, but in comparison to the original Lucky Charms, with the oat pieces and the large marshmallows, the corn flavor just doesn't stand up. It's an interesting idea. Obviously, we like small foods. You're shaking your head no. Yeah, that's disappointing. It doesn't taste like Lucky Charms. Mm-mm. But it doesn't taste like much of anything.
Doesn't.
Yeah, rare misfire there from General Mills. Anyway, Liz, let's try the Berry Swirl Lucky Charms next. And this one I'm looking forward to because, Liz, what's that say there?
Sweetened corn cereal.
Sweetened corn cereal with marshmallows. So the berry-flavored pieces are not oat pieces, even though they're the same shapes. They are, in fact, corn. Again, the marbits are different too, Alyssa. These are berry marshmallows. I see a strawberry, a blueberry, something that might be a raspberry there. Let's try this out. I like berry-flavored cereals. I love the colors on this. The, like, very vibrant neon colors of the corn cereal pieces, purple, pink, green, bright red, are giving me,
the ick.
They're not giving me the ick. They're giving me, I want to say, Dino Saucers vibes? A cereal called Dino Saucers? Am I remembering that right? Wow, there's a big berry flavor in this box, Liz. If you smell it, it smells like crunch berries. So it smells like Christmas crunch kind of, Alyssa, right?
You pour it, actually, because then I'm going to pour too much.
Yeah, you don't need a lot here.
Do not pour a lot, please. Okay.
Just enough to get a taste.
The marshmallows are smaller.
The marmots are smaller in this one?
Yeah.
They do look a little bit smaller, don't they? Well, I've got a unicorn in mine. Do you have a unicorn in yours?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. I don't think that's supposed to be in there. That's interesting.
I do not like that at all.
So hang on, let me try some of this dry before I dig in. You say you don't like it at all. I think I'm probably inclined to like this. Here's a handful of dry cereal. Yeah, it is the standard generic berry cereal flavor. It tastes like berry berry kicks, crunch berries. That sort of standard thing. I like that taste, Alyssa. That's a good flavor to me.
I don't.
It is, however, overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes excessively sweet. Like we said, the marbits were really, really sugary. This is so, so doubly sweet because the berry flavor is already very, very sweet.
Yeah.
As you go back in for another handful of just marbits. All right, Liz, let's take a break for a moment. I know we said we had s'mores Lucky Charms, and we do, but we're going to save them for something special. Let's hit the bliss point, Alyssa. Let's talk about Lucky Charms, Lucky Charms Minis, and Berry Swirl Lucky Charms. There is a fabled fourth Lucky Charms lineup right now, which is Chocolate Lucky Charms, which I could not find, but I have a way that we can deal with that in just a moment. Your tongue is bright blue right now. That is so disgusting. How did you manage that?
I don't know. I ate a blue moon.
Blue moons, man.
Everyone's seen blue moon.
Okay. Blue moons give Lucky the power of invisibility, and blue moons make my dignity become invisible when I eat a handful of candy marshmallows.
Oh, it's so blue.
Wow. Amazing. So, Liz.
What?
We liked the packaging. We like the original red box. We suffer a bit from not having Lucky on the box at this time of the year, but they're pretty good. The cereal looks amazing with the contrast of the frosted oat pieces and then the brightly colored marshmallows. The berry swirl looks even better with the brightly colored cereal pieces and the popping marshmallows. Smell is standard, but the taste of OG Lucky Charms, Liz, is, I think, for something that is absolutely egregious in its very existence, an affront to all that is dignified. Marshmallows in cereal.
None of those words make sense to me.
I'm just saying, it's profane to put marshmallows in cereal, and yet it works. It is so delicious.
It's so yummy.
It is. I think, Alyssa, for berry swirl Lucky Charms, I'll say B minus.
I'll say D minus.
D minus. Wow, you really don't like them.
No.
Interesting. I mean, the marshmallows and the cereal together are just a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's probably what like Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows is like.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too much. It's a little bit too sweet. The minis I thought were plain and average, so I'd give them a C. There wasn't a lot going on there. You give them a B flat, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I said B minus for Berry Swirl. You said D minus.
I should like flip.
Yeah, a little flippy there. I said C for minis and you said B flat. I think, Alyssa, for Lucky Charms, A flat for me. This is a great cereal. A great cereal. A flat for sure. Which means, Liz, we have to discuss now, do we think that Lucky Charms, the sweet marshmallow cereal for breakfast, stacks up against Takis, the chili lime crunchy salt snack that gives us a little bit of heat on the palate? And how do you compare crunchy salt to sugary sweetness, Liz?
I don't know.
It's challenging. Even though Takis are an S-tier snack, this is real competition from something that is so contrasting in flavor and texture.
Answer.
You have your answer? Okay, I'll tell you mine, and then you can tell me yours when you're done. I think Takis retains the title.
Me too.
You too? Okay, I think that's the right answer. Takis are so good, so flavorful, so crunchy. The heat is a perfect complement. Lucky Charms are amazing, but they're not good enough to beat Takis, I don't think. Oh, you're finally giving up the marshmallows? Oh, we have one more thing to do, Liz. I forgot.
Oh, no.
We're going to try some four-year-old marshmallows right now. The only reason I kept these is because they come in this like really nice shoebox. Your mother laughs at me for keeping nice bags and nice boxes, but this one is so nice. Look at it. This is a nice box. Oh, and these are sealed in a Ziploc pouch inside. So we have, oh no, these are 2022 limited edition Lucky Charms, just magic marshmallows. So they're not that old.
That makes me feel a little better.
So yeah, let's try some two-year-old marshmallows. I mean, these are dried marbits. They can't be bad.
Why is it squishy?
Oh! Wow, never mind. These are
terrible. I can squish them. What the heck?
They've turned soft, Alyssa. They feel like real marshmallows.
Wait, look, I can literally
squish it. Don't destroy them.
Well, it's not going to do anything. They're going to go in the trash.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait,
here,
let
put them back in here because we're going to throw them away.
Okay, wait, let me keep squishing.
I'm keeping this box, though. I'm going to put the new ones in. No, stop squishing the marbits. What a sentence. Stop squishing the marbits. Did you ever think when you were born that you would say something like that in your life?
No, I just learned a marbit was the word today.
You just learned marbit today? Mm-hmm. I thought we talked about that before.
No.
All right, that's fair. So Liz, I guess we have to say it. Your winner and still reigning, defending, undisputed champion of snacks is...
Takis.
Yeah, that was a good competition this week. That's the type of heavyweight battle we like to see.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms versus Takis. Liz.
What?
It's time for the Oreo rule, and we don't have these yet, but new Oreos have been announced, Alyssa. Two, in fact, new flavor releases for this month.
Dirt cake Oreos.
Yeah, dirt cake Oreos, which is, again, we're doing the Inception thing, where remember there was the most Oreo that had an Oreo cookies and cream filling?
Yeah.
Well, a dirt cake is a cake that's made with crushed up Oreos. So this is going to be an Oreo that tastes like a cake made with Oreos.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb, but it's okay.
I'm looking forward to that. You very famously like dirt, the dessert.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Your Aunt Evie makes really good dirt for parties. You might not know this, Alyssa. I once won a dessert making contest at an office party by making dirt.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. There is also, Alyssa, Tiramisu Thins Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tiramisu is something I can take or leave, honestly. It's not a dessert that I'm terribly into.
I just learned what that was last year.
Yeah, well, anyway, both dirt and tiramisu will get their own special episodes of Junk Feud, but at some point we will be trying them in Oreo form first. And Liz.
Yeah.
It's time to ask a very important question. Can you deep fry this week's snack? Will it deep fry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky Charms can be deep fried. Why, Alyssa?
Because people are insane.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a Texas grocery store chain called HEB, Alyssa, and on their website, they have a recipe for Lucky Charms crusted fried chicken.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound gross?
Yeah.
Here's the ridiculous thing. It doesn't even use the marbits. You have to pick them out and discard them. So now you just have sugary oat chicken that's fried, which I think is gross.
Yeah.
But also, Lissa, there are battered and fried Lucky Charms cereal bar treats.
Oh, yeah.
From, well, a bunch of stoners on YouTube, actually. But also, Lissa, Chicken Charlie, the inventor of the deep fried Oreo, who we've talked about on this show, debuted his own version of deep fried Lucky Charms treats at the San Diego Fair a few years ago. That
Way
I think
go.
I would try.
Yeah.
You know what? We may get a chance because I've got so many leftover Lucky Charms here. I might make Lucky Charms treats.
Me too.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll do that right after the show.
After the show, I'm hanging out with Lexi.
Oh, shout out to Lexi. Well, anyway, Liz, let's get on to that because it's time to check out the back of the box, a weekly segment where we play a little game. Alyssa, would you like to play a game?
Yeah.
Well, this week's segment is Serial Thriller.
What?
Obviously, because we got cereal this week. Liz, on Serial Thriller, we pit new cereals against each other and describe how the loser will be brutally murdered by the winner.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Alyssa, we said earlier, s'more is one of my favorite flavors, and we do have, in fact, Lucky Charms s'mores cereal right here. In, unfortunately, the giant family-sized box from Walmart, because that was the only thing they had there. You will notice on the front here, Liz, Lucky is showing us, via his rainbow, what is in Lucky Charms s'mores cereal. What do you see?
Like chocolate oats?
Yeah, chocolate cereal pieces. Corn and wheat cereal, Liz. So we've run the gamut. We had oats and corn. Just corn, and now corn and wheat. Liz, not checks. What's a graham cracker flavored cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Golden Grahams, Alyssa.
Oh.
This looks to be Golden Grahams or some facsimile thereof, chocolate Lucky Charms pieces. So we'll get to try the chocolate Lucky Charms. And then standard Lucky Charms Marbits, but also big white like s'more style marshmallow Marbits. I'm looking forward to this. This is an interesting concoction here. Let's pop it open and see how these taste.
I like the back of the box. Get it? The back of the... Oh my gosh, I'm so cool.
Yeah, on the back of the box, Liz, why don't you describe what you see here on the back of the Lucky Charms s'mores box.
Lucky and a unicorn roasting marshmallows on this little fire on a very starry night in the woods.
Yeah, Lucky's out camping and he's making s'mores. Making s'mores with a leprechaun.
That's not something you see every day.
No, it definitely isn't. Do you know your cousin, Brianna, once thought that she captured a leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day?
Really?
Yeah, shout out to Brie.
Let's try the chocolate ones first.
Okay, so listen, when this says corn and wheat cereal, my guess is that it means that the Lucky Charms pieces, the chocolate ones, are made of corn, and the wheat cereal is this thing that looks like a Golden Graham.
Ooh!
Now, there are ridges on just one side of the Golden Graham here. Is that how regular Golden Grahams are? Smooth on one side, ridged on the other, or are they ridged on both sides? I don't remember.
I don't either.
Anyway, the cereal smells like
the
Golden Grahams.
Chocolate Lucky Charms? They get a chocolate thing, like a super chocolatey chocolate after.
Chocolate aftertaste. All right, let me see. I'm going to try them now. Oh, yeah. Wow. You know what's interesting, Liz? That tastes like, this is a chocolate cereal that tastes like chocolate and not necessarily like cocoa. Like Cocoa Puffs is a more cocoa flavored snack. Like,
I made a s'more.
Like an Oreo is cocoa flavored, but these taste like chocolate. Hey, you made a s'more. 2 gram pieces. A chocolate piece, and then a Marbit. Very nice. How's it taste? Looks a little dry.
That's weird. Wait. Hold on.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Now I want to do it, too.
Wait, here. I'll make one for you.
That's all right. I've got it.
But then yours are going to be all liquidy.
I've got dry pieces. Okay. That's true. That is good. Let's hit it with some milk in honor of Gabe and see how it tastes. I think I'm going to be a little bit thrown off by the, even though the Marbits all taste the same, the colors are interfering here, because I expect a white marshmallow in a s'more, not a multicolored one. Mm. There's a lot going on in this list. Okay, I think I like it.
Me
what
too.
Do you think? You too?
I like it, but it's just so much flavor.
Yeah, again, I think it's a little bit too sweet. It's a little bit out of balance. Mm-hmm. There's slightly, I can't believe I'm saying this, but there are too many marshmallows.
Yeah.
If they had just the like Jet Puff style Marbits, I think it would be okay. But the addition of all the other Marbits in there throws off the balance a little bit. But Lissa, look at this. We have Golden Grahams s'mores cereal to compete with Lucky Charms s'mores cereal. There are many different types of s'mores cereals, Alyssa. This is a relatively new one on shelves. It's been out for a few months now. It says back to the 1980s on the box, because I guess Golden Grahams at some point 40-some years ago had a box of Golden Grahams s'mores cereal. Now, this is a cereal with regular Golden Grahams, chocolate-flavored Golden Grahams, and then also the same like Jet Puff style s'mores marshmallows. Yeah, you're making a face at me. The box is a little light. I've eaten Well, what? Most. I've eaten most of this box.
Oh my gosh.
Look, cereal is good.
Well, I see it's very good.
So pour yourself some there. All right.
All right, all right. But I don't have any marshmallows.
There's a few for you.
Thank you.
So Liz, I'm anxious to try this chocolate golden graham here. Because that's...
I mean, you've already tried it.
Well, it's a rare thing that you don't see every day.
It's the same thing. Like, it's not really cocoa-y.
I will, yeah.
Like, more chocolate.
It's not as pure of a chocolate taste as the Lucky Charm s'mores, actually. I wonder if that has to do with the fact that these are wheat and those were corn for the chocolate pieces. I will say the golden grahams are smooth on one side and ridged on the other. So probably those are just straight up golden grahams in the Lucky Charm s'mores cereals. Both of these made by General Mills, so that would make sense. The golden grahams piece is obviously as good as regular golden grahams. And the marbits are just plain white marshmallow looking marbits. No special shapes or colors here.
It's pretty good.
It is good. I think the flavor is much more in balance in this one.
Yeah.
There is probably like a 2-to-1 ratio of golden grahams to chocolate golden grahams in here, which is right for a s'more because usually you have 2 slabs of graham cracker and 1 slab of chocolate with a marshmallow in the middle. To me, this tastes just like golden grahams with marshmallows and then a slight hint of chocolate to it. You're nodding your head because you can't speak because you've just chugged the rest of the milk, but also because this is radio, Alyssa, no one can see you nodding your head or chugging the milk, so I have to narrate.
True.
Okay, I like it. I think I like the Golden Graham s'more cereal better than the Lucky Charms s'mores. You too?
Yeah.
So Liz, that means you have to decide now. How does the cereal thriller brutally murder Lucky Charms s'mores? And what horrible things would you like to do to Lucky the Leprechaun?
I got it.
Let's hear it.
So you see the 3 Golden Grahams on the front?
Ah, okay. There are some mascots on the front of this Golden Graham s'mores box. There is a stick that is skewering a smiling marshmallow. And next to that smiling marshmallow is a smiling bar of chocolate. And next to that smiling bar of chocolate is a smiling graham cracker square. So yes, Alyssa has discovered the 3 ingredients to s'mores that have become sentient and anthropomorphic.
So Lucky is just like strolling along on his little path made of money because he's just a little spoiled little boy.
Because he's a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. Spoiled little hybrid. So he's just walking along on his path and the stick that the s'mores ingredients are on.
Sure.
It flings back and like launches the ingredients at Lucky.
Okay.
And the graham cracker, it like chops Lucky in half.
Oh my gosh.
And that's it.
That's it.
How Lucky's died.
Lucky.
That's how Lucky died.
Poor Lucky the Leprechaun on this, the eve of St. Patrick's Day, brutally murdered by a flying sentient graham cracker in the middle of the woods.
Man, am I good at this.
Man, are you good at this. That was an excellent murder segment, Alyssa.
Yeah.
And this podcast should reach you in excellent condition, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. If you've got a question for us, you can write to the address on the label. That's junkfoodpod@gmail.com. Liz.
Yeah?
Any final thoughts this week for St. Patrick's Day and Lucky Charms cereal? A good show.
No.
No, of course not.
Okay. This podcast has contained your recommended daily allowance of fun.
Fun!
For more, go to X, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, or wherever you choose to be social. And find us at Junk Food Pod. Watch fun-sized snack reviews on YouTube. Buy our merch on TeePublic. And don't forget to catch all the snacks each and every week wherever you listen to podcasts. Until we see you again, for Mike, I'm Alyssa.
Pasta lasagna.
Don't get any on ya.
Bye.